Welcome back to Weeb Gamer, the podcast where whatever we talk about stuff, you know. Like, it's 60 episodes
man,
in.
How are you going
to
give up like that, man?
No, it's 60 episodes in. If you don't know, you know.
That's a lot.
That's just what it is.
You don't know, you know?
Either know or you know. You have 59 other examples of what we talk about, so go back and listen to those. How about that? Yeah. How about
so
that?
So hostile today.
I know, really.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. I'm at the end of my ropes, to be honest with you. But that's a story for another podcast, not this one. But I'm joined once again by my beautiful...
Oh, you said it this time. We're beautiful
I'm
again,
I'm going to change it up. I'm going to change it up because that's overused. I'm joined once again by my cutie patooties.
Cutie patooties.
Alan and Sean, how are y'all doing?
I'm feeling cute, man. I'm feeling
very
cute
patoot.
Today. I'm very patootie, which is nice. Yeah. I like that. I'm feeling all right. You gotta love this anime lineup. That's what I'm saying. You know, very, very.
Oh yeah,
kind of. Well, no, Love and Shield Hero. That's for sure. I don't know. We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah,
there's a whole lot of nothing. This
whole
week.
Lot of
yeah,
nothing. A lot of it. Spread out. That's
what I say.
Whatever.
But Sean, go for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing pretty good. This will be the last time you get to view this beautiful background of mine because I will be moving out as of Sunday. And so, yeah, house is sold. Some of my stuff is moved. Some still has to go. And, yeah.
Boo.
That's how I'm doing. Thank you. Thank you for the applause.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
And how are you doing, Andre?
Yeah, we discussed that already. Anyways, yeah, okay. So anyone got video game news? I think last week I was all surprised. I'd be like, ooh, what's going to get into Xenoblade spot since it got moved up? And then the next day, they immediately announced Splatoon 3 for September. So I was like, I guess they're just switching spots then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andre, you didn't say how you're doing. He did.
I said we got into that already. Anyways, Super Mario Movie, we talked about that last week too. Immediately got delayed.
Immediately.
So
I think
obviously anything we talk about is just gonna get moved. So what's the point? You know what I mean?
Real,
yeah. Why do we even discuss things at this point?
People should watch us to talk about their stuff if they want it delayed. Anything you want delayed, guys, have us talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
We'll talk about it. I don't know. I still haven't platinumed Elden Ring yet.
Damn.
Of course, me, stupid me. Every time I do a playthrough, I'm just like, I have to beat all the bosses or else what's the point? You know?
True.
Fair. I paid for these pixels is what Andre says.
Exactly. Yeah, he's making full use of that game.
So now it's taking time. I've officially hit 200 hours. Woo! I was very close for a long time.
Damn.
Officially hit 200 hours.
That's like 12-year-old Sean Pokemon Gold and Silver time. So that's pretty.
Speaking of Pokemon, I have not touched Arceus since last week.
No,
because I still don't want to do the tutorial. Like I literally picked up my Switch and thought about what is next, and I'm just like, nah.
Nintendo fixed that shit. It's killing it.
Yeah. And then I just went on TikTok instead. So
nice. See, this is what you're doing to us. I mean, come on. Nobody wants to do the tutorials, okay?
And then I'm just trying to be a better human, trying to level up my editing skills, trying to learn, get better, do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What level are you right now?
He's level 2.
Like, as a human?
No, editing.
Technically, he's level what? 40, 25? Not 45, Jesus.
26, sir.
That's are you already 26, you old bastard?
Damn, man.
You were 26 first.
I know.
And just so you know, I said happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Just so you know.
When's your birthday?
Not this month. It was a month previous to this one. So you missed it already.
I said happy birthday. You're lying. You're just trying to... You see, you're trying to out me again to get me canceled again.
Did you?
Wait, when
I
is
did.
Alan's
we
birthday?
All did. It was in... Yeah, it was in the group chat. I think Sean said it. I was like, oh, nice. And then I said it.
I think I that did happen. This. What,
I don't know about this...
What? When's your birthday, Alan?
January 1st.
January 1st. I knew that one.
Oh,
but that's only because it was January 1st. Yeah, it's easy. Jeez. And Sean's is super easy to remember too because this is 9/11.
That's true. Have we never talked about that?
Okay. Well, I'll remember that one
the
too.
The peanut allergy guy with a 9/11 birthday. I'm just the worst.
Jesus Christ, man! What the hell?
Oh my god!
Why you always gotta one up me like that? No, I'm just kidding.
Also, I don't know if we swore at any point during this.
No, we didn't. We've been pretty good.
No, we're good. We've been good.
Okay, good.
Good job, team.
Okay, so basically that was my video game news. Yeah. Anyone else have video game news?
Oh, I technically do. My work is hosting like a tournament. It's for Valorant. and I'm the only person that really plays games there. So I get to win, and I get to pick a team name, and I might just name it Weeb Gamer.
Oh, do shit.
Just for fun.
And then the winner gets like a, I don't know, like a social media shadow, because they're actually like, they have like a hundreds of thousands followers on Twitch. I have to figure out what the thing is first, like who's doing it, but I think it's like Serenity, I think they're called. But they're super cool.
Doesn't matter who does it.
Doesn't matter.
Win that. You better win that. That's what I'm saying.
The problem is like there's a guy from like Ryan Higa's like YouTube career that's also in it, so I might lose because.
Okay. But think of it this way.
Yeah, yeah.
What you gotta do is even if you lose to him, just be like very friendly.
Yes.
So then when he gets his shout out,
right,
he'll also shout us out.
Okay.
After he gains all the additional followers from the shout out,
okay,
make him shout us out.
What the hell was that?
Oh, wait, did you hit your mic? What did I? Which kind of transformer was that?
Yeah, that was that. It was like a
you're
gong.
Like, you're like, you're gonna go. I was like, wow, how did you even make that noise? What? Okay.
Yeah, I know. No,
there's a spring. There's a spring on the mic stand.
Oh, cool.
I touched it back.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. So either I gotta feel it out though. If it's a good, if he's nice, all right, then I'll be nice. But if he's not, it's all about the banter, the friendly banter. Yeah. I get it. Andre's teaching me. I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right, even if he's saying never watch Weeb Gamer, like, that's still good. That's still good publication or whatever.
Yeah, everyone's going to be like, what's that?
And yeah, what's that? And then we just segue from there. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Perfect.
All right. We good to go?
Yeah, well, go. I was thinking of planning the new Life is Strange soon. So.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. You were saying that.
You said that. You didn't start yet?
No, I haven't started.
He's a busy guy, man. He's working.
Not yet. I have to buy it first, okay? Once I buy it, once it's finished being bought, I will play it, okay?
All right, sounds good, man.
Oh, my God. Alan with the sneak distance.
Sneaky. I'm sneaky, man. You gotta be sneaky.
Just quickly, in the tuck, we got a couple of bonus episodes we're planning to do. Some that might maybe possibly be in person.
Yeah.
Fallon never sends me a weekend that is available to do it. But that's fine. We'll figure it out behind the scenes. Hey, bro, listen. This podcast is about anime, not about the dirty laundry of behind the scenes, okay? Stop airing out our business, guys.
You're the one that keeps saying that.
Yo, if we finally stop airing out our business, maybe we will finally have a YouTube clip at some point. It might happen.
It's coming.
It might.
I'm telling you. That's why I'm asking you for the ability to record video gaming. Because I have ideas, okay? I got ideas.
Oh. Okay.
Sean, you are allergic to spending money. So you're going to have to figure out a different idea.
Especially now.
Than recording gameplay, okay? That's what I'm going to tell you.
Is that expensive? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Really?
Expensive. The one I got, I think mine's like the step up of Alan's, so mine was like almost $400, I think.
Oh my God, is that like a physical thing?
Yeah, it's like a little capture card. You basically run your HDMI. Yes, it's called a capture card. It's like a little squarish thing that has an in and out for HDMI. So HDMI plugs into whatever system you want to use, and then the other one plugs into your computer.
But I'm playing on my PC. Can't I just have something on my PC recording? Like a software?
Yeah, but
you use like OBS.
You could probably find something, just record straight from your PC then.
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah, because
then why'd you ask me?
I don't know. I thought you knew a specific software that could do it.
You're not streaming, right?
No. I'm just recording.
No, then you just record it.
Okay.
Just record your screen then, bro.
Gotcha. Of course. It's all coming to me
see,
now.
See, Andre with the airing out the laundry or whatever
he said. The light bulbs.
Excuse me. I actually put my laundry in the washer, forgot to press on. But we'll figure that out later.
Different. Andre was right when he was saying about his life. Yeah,
talking about his life sucks, man. I'm telling you.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so now we are 10 minutes in. This is probably the fastest we've ever gotten to anime. So
Shit. Now we can swear.
That was aggressive and unnecessary.
That
hurt me a little bit. Anyways, so let's start, I guess, with the least interesting one. Shield Hero.
Whoa. Shield Hero. That was weird.
What?
I only remember nothing. Forget it.
Turtle Show. We're going to Franklin.
I'm Master Uwe.
Hey, it's Franklin.
Cutting off his head.
Come on, man. You didn't like the Land Before Time thing I said, man? Come on.
I still don't understand it.
I know. Me neither.
You said Land Before Time thing? I only got Uguay.
Now, Uguay, that one Uguay one's good. That one was
yeah, good. That joke you told last week.
Yeah.
My joke.
I erased from my memory.
Damn, man. That's how bad it was.
He repressed it. It hurt him too much.
My bad. That's on me. That's on me.
Okay.
Now he has to repress it again, like the erased bad guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. It is what it is. Start us off.
You know, I haven't thought about erase since I edited the clip for the time Alan admitted the erase thing. Anyways, whatever. I know. Anyways, so we're going to get into Shield Hero.
Let's do it.
I'll actually make this
really quick, so fast.
Okay. So basically, they're at a campfire talking, and then they climb the turtle. Then they sleep on the turtle, have a heart-to-heart. Then they find a shrine. There's Japanese on there. It collapses. They figure. Then out of nowhere, they're like, oh, my God, you have to destroy the heart. And then they go into the heart. Some random adventurers are there. And then Shield Hero Man, Naofumi's like, you're suspicious. And then Raftalia's like, I'm going to release the Mirage. And then it's the three people from the past.
True.
Season.
Season from the other world. And everyone's like, oh, my goodness. That's it.
That's it. That's actually it. That's
You know what? Top 10 IBDM rating right there. It's got to be up there.
Guys,
I don't know.
We keep hearing this anime is going to get good, and we're waiting, and we have yet to see anything.
I will say this. Out of all of the cliffhangers,
this one's pretty.
This is the best.
I know you're going to say. Yeah, okay. I agree.
I will say, though, every cliffhanger has been great. It's just the next episode when they deal with the cliffhanger, it's just nothing. Like this one, they're like, oh my goodness, she's not dead. What happened? I think my brain going into, hey, this is a very well-written, maybe surprise twist anime, is this girl has been like lying, or like she's been, has like an alternate plan, or maybe she's working for the person who released the spirit turtle, something.
Right?
But no, the spirit turtle is just not dead yet. That's it.
It's just not dead.
She's like, yo, to kill the spirit turtle, you have to cut off his head. They cut off his head, and she's like, oh, never mind. You gotta kill his heart instead. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's just, I don't even know anymore, man.
That's it.
What are you gonna do, man? What do you want them to do? They set themselves up for failure.
It's like the third episode. I'll still watch it, so we'll see. Maybe it gets good. I don't know. Okay. But it's just like,
you gotta give it some time, man. You know?
It still has the same issue that I had with season one, where it's like, I don't really like anyone.
Right.
I don't really like anyone so much that it makes me like want to watch it, where I'm not like really rooting for anyone. It's just like, I mean, it's like Andre said, the last season was purely fueled by our hatred for the redhead. that's it.
Literally, actually. That's accurate.
And now that she's not really even in it anymore at all, it's just like, okay, it's just another isekai now.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Alan, it's Alan's turn.
What the fuck? How are you going to set me up? You know what?
What do you mean? Me and Nishan to give us our thoughts. So it's your turn to give you your thoughts.
You know, like when there's only once in a while where a really good anime comes by and really takes me my heart. Mm-hmm. And really like shakes me to the core.
Yo, yeah. Shaman King's over, bro. Like, talk about shooting.
Fuck, man. What the fuck? No, the build up was good. Like Andre said, I do like the little cliffhanger, but that's you could have only watched the last 3 seconds of the episode and got everything from the episode. So
yeah, I'm gonna tell you this: if I watched the last 3 seconds of every episode, I would think the season's amazing.
Yeah, right?
That's true. I think how they made the anime was like they like, all right, so the person's gonna click play and go to the bathroom for 10 minutes, and by the time they get back, we have to have something on the screen. So and that's really what you're right. Like, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what could have happened.
God. They tried to make you care about the green hair girl.
Oh my god.
I still don't.
Dude,
I don't
care if she doesn't get
yo, this is worse than friggin' Subaru. It faked character and friggin' Takamichi. It faked character development. After all of this stuff, she's like, oh my gosh, I gotta speak up. I gotta do it. She finally speaks up. She's like, no, I'm coming with you. I know I wanna help the arrow hero. He shoots arrows, right? No, yeah. That's the other one. What is he? No, he does shoot arrows.
It's arrows, dude.
Yeah.
It's
okay. So he shoots arrows. She's like, I really got to help him. I got to figure it out. And then so she's like, yo, I'm part of your crew right now, Naofumi. We're going to do this. Let me come with you. Immediately gets scared, is tired behind the whole entire crowd.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, so you learn nothing then. Okay.
I'm just
negative,
like,
negative things.
And what's starting to annoy me, what Andre brought up, is like, are you still wearing that chicken suit? Like, can you not? It's actually starting to piss me off. Like, just seeing her in it. Like, why are you wearing that? I don't remember.
Such a hater, that's how, bro.
Like, it's only 3 episodes. I don't remember already.
Like, and it made her seem like she's, like a prodigy. Because she's super smart. She can read all these ancient languages. And the old lady says she can master her
karate or whatever.
Her karate, whatever it is. Yeah, karate, her martial art that she knows.
Karate kid over
she
here.
Can master it. She said she will master it soon.
We haven't
and
seen her
use still
any.
Cannot go anywhere without the suit. How does that translate?
But like,
could you almost be a master, but not be able to do it still?
Like, has anyone else grabbed her suit? Like, what if it's like some Rock Lee thing where like the suit's like 600 pounds and like no one knows?
That would be a good twist. Honestly,
that would be a good
twist.
That
would be good.
All right, well, there you go. There's my rocket ship. I got something out of the episode, I guess.
That's good, Alan. You should be writing. Thank you, guys.
I pulled
Take
something
over.
Out of my ass. That's it.
Yeah, so the only interesting part, I mean, I guess, like, them being from the Otherworlders, like, being there is, like, kind of interesting because we don't really know how they got there.
Right.
But the only real interesting part of this episode is the Japanese writing that's on there.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, I agree.
And, like, it showed so much more than what he was saying, I thought. It showed the subtitles for it all, and I was like, oh, that's, like, a decent amount. And he's like, I see the words, the.
Did you pause it to read it?
No. But he said, like, 4 words that he saw, and I was like, dude, there was way more than that.
Fuck. Like, I just read it, and I already forgot
really?
What he said.
Yeah.
I just watched it, and I already forgot what he said, so forget it. It's not important.
Yeah, no, seal, so ritual, the.
And yeah, like, and then the familiar girl, she's like, yeah, this is where it gives us information on the seal of the turtle and how to break it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, conveniently, specific words in there are missing. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Also, was anyone else, like, under the impression that, like, the people living in that village had no idea they were on the turtle? And you're like, oh, these people didn't know that they, like, built a village on the turtle. And then when they came to life, they all died. And, like, apparently they had a whole temple for it, like this, so they totally knew, right?
I think they knew, because, I mean, if the whole kingdom's called Spirit Turtle, like, kingdom, like, I'm assuming they knew about the Spirit Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
They must have, yeah. There's no.
They just they probably assumed there was no reason for it to come back to life.
Did they know they were living on it, though? Because that kind of fucked them over. When
they had a shrine to it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, maybe.
If they had a specific shrine that led directly to its heart.
Okay, yeah.
You would think they knew.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess they were just the first victims of the familiars that were sent out, I guess.
And also, why not just kill it while it's sleeping?
That's a great question. It's probably some religious thing.
Imagine. It's like, you know. It's like,
oh, here's this deity. Yeah. That's literal only purpose is to murder us.
Andre, they're leaving. At the time, they were living in peace and harmony.
Yeah,
so they just respected
the Avatar fucking vanished.
That's like living on top of a literal volcano. Just like you're on top of it. Like the mouth of the volcano is right under your feet.
Yeah.
And you're just like, nothing will happen. I'm just
yeah. And you like you have one way to get rid of it. And you're like, nah, it's going to leave it there.
Literally everyone in Pompeii just like, yeah, it's fine. We're fine. This is fine.
Oh, boy. Is that political? Does that count?
That's not political, no. Bro. That's like
10 years ago. That's the freaking 97 BC or whatever.
Come on, man. They can't. Whatever. Fuck it. Who cares?
Can't cancel you for before. For ancient times.
Yeah. Land Before Times?
Great movie,
bro.
All 17 of them. I don't know how many did they make.
That's right. Alan, you already almost got us canceled by Andre for an Land Before Time reference, so I don't know.
We gotta calm down with those, eh? That's what you're saying?
Hey, bad jokes don't get us canceled. They get us props.
That's right.
A+ for effort.
A for effort.
Woohoo!
A for effort.
Yoo-hoo. I never understood. See, I just understood. A, what? Because you get an A in effort. It shouldn't be A for effort. It should be A in effort. Right? Because A for effort, that's like when you say on the phone, when you're like, oh, yeah. Tell us the password, and you're like, E for Eric. What I mean? So saying A for effort makes it sound like effort starts with the letter A.
I thought it was E for effort.
No, you're trying to... No,
no, it's A for effort is the same. Right? Because they're saying you have you get an A in effort. Like you tried really hard and you did really
hard. I always
thought
it was E for effort.
Like it didn't pan out, but you tried your best.
I'm okay. This is what hurts our brains. Right? This is what
we need to learn this.
Yeah, I guess.
Is it E for effort?
Definitely.
Oh, what would that even mean?
I don't know, because it starts with E.
That's what I'm saying. So it should be A in effort and E for
effort. Yeah, E for effort or A for effort. I'm looking up right now. The phrase A for effort. Wow, it is A for effort, bro. I'm wrong.
We know it's A for effort.
I didn't know. Like, well, apparently lots of that? People apparently lots of people had the same error. So okay.
Just because a lot of people did it doesn't make it a smart question.
That's true.
I hope you know that.
I know. That's why I was asking Google and not anyone else who is. Google doesn't.
Okay,
judge
yo,
me.
See, obviously you know how important Shield Hero is to us because we started
we're talking grammar now. We're talking about school now.
okay so the next less important one, Executioner and her way of life.
Wow,
what even happened?
What did
they're
happen?
In the train. They made it to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Boobalicious met the priest lady.
She did.
It's what they call her in the show, right? It's not his fault. He's not weird. That's going to be two clips in a row where you're weird.
It's easier to remember than her name. Let's just say that.
No. Okay, her name is Akari.
Yeah.
So anyways, so Akari.
Well done.
So Akari. Oh, no. Before Akari meets the thing, like on the train, Menno and Akari are talking. They're like, yo, Akari's like, yo, you want to go sightseeing? And Menno's like, of course. Then they meet the priest. The priest immediately is like, yo, I need you to go do this because there's like a conspiracy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the wording of what she said, but
something's happening. Something's happening, going down. And then Menno, of course, she's like, she's a priest, strong and brave and true, or something, whatever she says.
Yeah.
And then she says that Akari's immediately angry because she's a 7-year-old, and then and then she goes and showers all huffy, and then she comes out and she's like, oh, I forgive you. And then Menno's like, oh no, don't forgive me. I'll actually come with you. And then they hug and their towels fall down and it's like, oh no, it's so funny. And then
so funny.
Is that
was the episode.
yeah, pretty much.
Something else happened.
Yeah, her past. It showed some of her past.
It shows, like,
it showed
was and shit.
It showed Menno, like how she became who she was. Basically, right. Like went to the past of the church.
Right.
Flair brought her to the church. They learned to kill. They learned basically that they're not heroes. They're not good people, but they got to do it to save everybody. None of the other kids liked it. Then Menno's like, listen, I'll take on all of the kids' like issues, and I'll be the one to kill as many other worlders as possible so they don't have to.
Yeah.
Respectable.
I will say that makes me, I don't want to say happy because it's sad for her, but like it makes me excited to see what is next.
Yeah.
Because my initial thought was Menno is just going to start liking Akari and she's not going to be able to kill her. But because she has that in the back of her mind, I don't, whatever is the cause between Menno and Akari eventually working together or like moving through the story together.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Menno just like being like, no, I can't let her die kind of thing. I really think Menno is the type of character who would be able to, like, she would suck for her. Like she'd be sad about it. But like, I really feel like she would be able to go through with like, no, Akari has to die regardless of how I feel kind of.
Okay.
Right. So I will say that's good. Yeah. And we also got a random comment that said episode 5 is apparently going to be lit. I don't know how that guy knew, but
maybe he made it.
True.
But how would you know it's episode 5? Because he said it after we watched episode 3. So how did you know it wasn't going
to
reach it?
He just like, he's like calculated all the future, he's like, based on the amount of time it would take to get through
my
this
guy's
part.
Just from the future.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Let's see. I'm actually pretty it's getting a bit slow for me. I did think that like it was going to be turned into one of those boring ones where it basically just what Andre said. She can't bring herself to kill her. They build a kind of a relationship. But honestly, this character Boobalicious is just so boring and annoying at this point. I'm just like, can you kill her, please? Like she's starting to piss me. She's starting to get annoying.
I don't know. I do have that feeling too. But I do think she plays a bit of a better role later. But go ahead, keep going, because you still had a train of thought.
And I do like time travel. It's not often done like well, but I do like how it's being used in this show, at least, where it's kind of like the people who are time travel don't really remember it.
Yeah.
And now you kind of have to question like what already happened and what hasn't happened. Like if things like work out too conveniently, it like everyone's just going to be questioning. And even they were at the beginning of this episode, her and the minnow and the shorter girl, yeah. Molly or whatever.
Yeah.
Momo. Sorry. Yeah. And even they were like, Molly. Did you feel that? So I guess they do have like, they get a feeling every time they're sent back, but they don't know what happened.
But that's exactly what we talked about last
week. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Like on the podcast.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's so I think that part's interesting because, like, I don't know, the concept of time travel just, like, it interests me all the time. I hope it stays interesting. So we'll see. What do you think, Alan?
So I think the reason why, I don't know, I'm really, like, trying to, like, look at... what's her Booblicious girl, I think. I'm really trying to like get a feel for what she's asking because she obviously, and in my opinion, she knows what's going to happen in the future because I think she's already lived through all of this and she's like trying to make the best life for the executioner. Remember like what we were saying last time? So like her asking her, Booblicious asking executioner girl to go out with her and sightsee might be a way that she didn't get to save her from her past before. Maybe she like dies if she does the job and lets her kind of go on her own. I hope that's the case. That'd be kind of neat because then the main character is technically not really a main character. It's just like the outcome. We're just trying to like seeing the outcome of the actual more important character, which is the girl, the Booblicious girl.
Yeah.
So that I don't know. I've been trying to like psychoanalyze. That's what I was trying to say. Like every like decision that she was making. And what it kind of came to is like the reason why she was really pushing for her to go with her to sightsee is like she knows if she doesn't, she might die.
That's cool. Okay.
Right. That's just again, I'm overthinking maybe, but I hope it's that. That'd be kind of cool.
That's good. Oh, damn, Alan, you're really trying to save these anime. Eh?
You know what? What can I say, man?
He's doing everything he can. He's like, guys, if you need ideas,
just hit me up, man. You know, leapgamerpodcast@gmail.com. You can hook us up.
If your anime is getting boring. I got the twist you need.
I'm telling you, man. I'd make a great anime. I just... I'm in the Western world.
Like I'd make a twist.
I make a next, like, Avatar the Airbender with, like, some weird characters.
Damn. But.
I did see that, eh? They basically said the reason why Western anime is not popular is because no one here speaks Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has, like, amazing ideas.
There's
a whole lot of competitions where you can, like, submit your anime. But whenever someone Western wins... They fly them to Japan to talk to the publication, and then they
just come off weird because it's just like you have all these ideas.
You can't communicate.
Really? I guess you could just need a translator there like all the time. Is that not worth it though? Does it just not work out?
It just doesn't work out.
Maybe not.
I mean, they probably could get a translator, but are you gonna pay for a whole translator?
No.
And you got
a meeting of something that might be good. Like even if you have a great idea, that's no guarantee that it's gonna. Because I think Jump said they publish like 4 chapters, and then. It's like based on like the first 4 or whatever. It could be more than that.
And you gotta remember, like Japanese culture, they don't like to mix with not a lot of like other things. So even if like you want to live there, they'll let you stay there for like your whole life, but they'll actually never give you your citizenship because they want to keep the citizens of Japan Japanese.
Oh wow!
They're very cultural. Or
what's the word? Like the one that they keep it. They keep it.
It's like in the it's like in the family.
Yeah, it's like nationalist. They're not nationalist, but something like that.
Like it's not because it's not like in a bad way, but it's just like they're very like they look out for their own basically, and they want to prop up themselves kind of.
Yeah, that makes sense. Basically, the opposite of Canada.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. There's the political part we were talking about.
There you go.
We found it. We found it. Can't escape it.
No. Overall though, let me just wrap it up. I don't mind it. I kind of like it. The animations are kind of cool, but this episode kind of like dialed back a little bit with like the fights and all that. So it was, I guess, the fight. I'm watching this for the fight scenes. The like non-action part of it, I couldn't really care about until I do. Maybe it gets spicy and it's nice.
Yeah. You're watching Spy Family for the fight scenes.
Course.
I mean, not Spy Family. Why'd I say that? The executioner for the fight
scenes. Not for the fight scenes, but from the episodes that we got fight scenes, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, that's the episode most part.
Where we didn't get any fight scenes. I'm like, I could have done without like the whole backstory and all that. But maybe it's because I watched too many of these shows and I already know what's coming as it's happening.
Yeah. I will say I'm interested in Menno as a character, mm-hmm. based off her backstory, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because like the way she's presented right now is like just like a regular nice lady,
yeah.
who can fall in love, whatever. But based on her backstory, like everything now, unless they like completely just forgot it, or she somehow just like immediately grew out of it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's all an act. Like, she's being nice to be, like, an act. Like, she might, like somebody, but she's all just like, no, this is it. I can't let this happen again. So, I'm, like, banking on that right now. But I will say, this anime, for me, is, like, it's a whole lot of potential, bro.
Yeah.
It's surviving on potential alone at mm-hmm, this point.
Basically. I was wondering, do you guys think that Flair is dead?
No, she talked to her at the end, remember?
Flair?
Mm-hmm.
The main church. I don't want to call her a priest lady because she's not a priest. But what's her name? Orwell, right? The head of the church. Right.
Did she? Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I watched it.
She talked to her at the end.
Okay.
At the very end. So she's still alive. She said, "I don't know if she was talking directly to her, but mm-hmm. she did definitely mention Menno's name.
Yeah.
I mean, not Menno's name. Fucking hell. Flair's name."
Okay.
But I will say, like, when Menno went to Flair to, like, say, I will take on all of this responsibility to
mm-hmm.
myself,
mm-hmm.
like, Flair was, like, barely human at that point. Like, she's, like, her mind is just, like...
Right? Like, it seems like she's so relieved to have someone not be alone anymore, at least, like, to yeah. have someone who's willing to go through that with her.
She just... Yeah.
Her experience, the same thing. Yeah.
I'm just looking at, like, the comments of, like, what people have said about the executioner. Did you yeah. guys... We didn't have this emotion where we got upset where they killed the guy of the character, like when he got nah, like he got.
Oh
like
that. No, reason, that's great.
That's the reason why that yeah. made me want to watch the show more.
For sure.
Some guy said. Some guy's like, oh, like as soon as they killed the male character, and I figured it was just going to be females. It's like it's a shit show for me. Okay, but I'm like, why? Like,
really?
Were you expecting a harem? Hey. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Hey, sir. Mm. I feel like that's an issue that I do not want to get onto on this podcast. I feel like that guy specifically has an issue that
yeah.
I do not.
Oh no, yeah. I mean, maybe he's just a dickhead, but and other things. But
yeah.
I mean, then again, this guy could be like 12, and I'm a 26 year old man. I'm about to fight a kid. Like
that's probably more likely.
That's probably it.
Doesn't change the issue he has, but. Another day, another story.
Yeah, you could always watch that cabbage show, right? That you like. What do you call it?
Cabbage?
Well, I don't know. The girl gets hit by cabbages. What's that one name?
Oh, Konosuba?
Yeah. Yeah, you can always watch it. I'll recommend it.
Yeah,
Alan, like it. I promise you would like Konosuba.
Yeah, Alan would I? Be all over that.
You would. You yeah, definitely you would. Like Konosuba.
For sure.
Right. I'll give it a try.
Like it.
Because it's satire, right? Because it's satire?
Yeah.
It's literally satire.
Yeah, yes. Okay. It's really funny.
Yes, it's okay, all cool. satire.
And the main character is just hilarious.
He's cool. Like, dub? Sub?
He's like, I feel like he's like Alan if he was in a...
Basically. For sure. For sure. True equality.
He's like true, like, equal rights and equal lefts. And that's what he believes in.
Alright, I'm watching. Just because of that. I'm down for that.
Oh, man. Okay. Before we get into Spy Family, which,
yeah.
again, there's not Ooh. Really much to say.
No.
But...
I have a lot to say. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay. You can say a lot.
My bad.
Just mean me.
Anya.
Just
mean me. Sorry.
But I just wanted to say JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Ooh. Great anime. For all those who recommended
that
it to
clip,
me.
Bro. That clip killed me.
Oh, yeah.
Killed me.
Can you please describe that clip, someone? So the audience knows what we're talking about.
Do you want me to give you context? Because I sent it to you guys with no context.
No, I don't want context.
Can I explain it without
okay,
context?
Okay, Alan. Yeah, okay,
please do. Please
so,
do.
There's a man, right? And he's facing forward. And there's another man with his face right in his crotch area. Just wiggling about. And they're like, oh, we're in this predicament. How do we get out? They're like, it's okay. No one's watching. And as they say that, they look over. And it's just a group of like kids that are like brain dead or something. Just like... and as they're doing that, they get more squirmy. Anyway, they somehow repel each other, which is fantastic, you would think. And as soon as that happens, they're happy. So the guy's face that is in his ball sack ends up turning, and now you got groin, so basically crotch into ass and wiggling. And then not only that, there's just some ugly-ass lady that pops up going, wow, wow. And I'm just like,
Maiden's Heart and all that.
I'm just like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I watched it like 7 times at work. I was like, this is amazing.
What the hell is this? Is this JoJo? That's my first impression of JoJo.
Yeah, literally, that's JoJo.
That's what you need. Listen, guys, when I was like heard that JoJo was just like amazing, everyone loves it, I was going in with expectation, I was like, I don't understand why people like this as much as it is. But then once you just like release it and just like accept how absurd it is, then it just becomes amazing. I think that's what it is. Yeah. It's so absurd. And the English dub is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, man. And it's just even more absurd because, like, friggin' one of the main characters, he'll just, like, drop his, like, food on the floor and he'll just be like, oh my god!
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
It's amazing. I promise you guys, if you guys dedicate time to JoJo, I promise you like it.
Yeah,
okay. Right. I'll give it a try.
Yeah,
and it's on Netflix, so it's easy watching.
I'm never gonna say no. Like, I'll never be like, oh, that I heard that show sucks. Like, I'm not gonna watch it. But if someone's like, hey, it's good, I'll be like, all right, I'll give it a try.
Especially I've never heard anyone say it sucks.
I've only ever heard people say they love it. They don't get it, or they friggin' would die for JoJo.
Someone, it's like no in between.
Someone did tell me they couldn't get through JoJo, but I can't remember who it was.
No, I 100% agree. I 100% can see why people wouldn't get, because I struggled through it at the beginning, like the first like 2 seasons. No, first season I liked. I think actually I don't know what to say. No, first 2 seasons I did like. Season 3, the first half of season 3 was a struggle, and then it just got to a point where I was just like, This might be it.
No, you know what? Like, I can agree. Like, for a top tier show that I actually didn't like in the beginning, Code Geass, because I was like, I don't like the way they're drawn. I don't get the whole like aesthetic of the show. And then I powered through it.
Next.
And then I'm like, obviously, it's like one of the best things I've ever watched in my life. So
Steins Gate was like that for me.
Oh, Steins Gate's a struggle.
I think I watched it like 3 times before I finished it, because like the first time I watched like the first 3 episodes, I was like, this is like nothing.
No, it's like 12. It's actually like 12 episodes. It's hard to get through.
Oh yeah.
It's a lot. Sure. Like, I had a friend who couldn't get through it because he was just like, what is this? Like, it's so slow. But like once it hits that part, it's just amazing after that.
Once
you put the banana in the microwave, it's game over.
No, that's a good way of looking at even life. You know, always try something. Then you find out if you actually like it or not. There's some things you don't have to try. We won't get into that.
Hey, but man, I mean, there's also things like Baruto where you give them 120 episodes and it's still trash. But there's that.
Or like One Piece where they make a good episode once a year and it just so happened that this is...
Watch yourself.
One Piece is great.
Okay. You're
coping. You just wanted to reference the episode this week.
Right, I watched the movie out of no context, and then it was great. And I'm like, suddenly I get like the best episode ever aired, and I'm like, wait, why? My expectations are literally, this is like the bar, like limit, and I'm here now, and I'm like, okay, so I gotta start watching this shit.
And I'm that's like, not what you're gonna get when you watch
that's
it.
That's what no. I'm saying. I don't that's think that's what I'm gonna get.
You're gonna go from here back down to here again.
Right back down.
Back down to there. Like, he's gonna get low.
Maybe lower.
But I will say, I think there's a couple movies that like remastered like the first couple, like the Arlong arc.
Yeah,
the whole thing is remastered into a movie.
So
if you want to pick it up now, watch up, like, figure out which ones have movies.
Yeah.
And then, like, watch up to then and have a filler list.
Do you know what the problem? Yeah. So, you know what the problem with that is?
Skip those.
Like, me just watching the movies, I won't have the same bond with the characters. And I know this because, think about this. Like, when my girlfriend started watching Attack on Titan, we started on season 4 with no Eren, no one. We started with Marley characters. So I'm like, oh shit, you need to catch up. So she started watching, like, I'm like, oh, just do season 3, you're fine. And things would happen, and I'd be like, aren't you sad? And she's like, well, I mean, like, no. I'm just like, what the fuck?
I will say, I agree with you, because when I made that AMV, remember that part where I put, like, Mikasa and, like, Flock, like, switching back and forth?
Yeah.
My girl was just like, she's like, I guess it's good, but I don't even really know who that redhead guy is.
Oh my god.
I was like... and I'm speaking. This is your weekly reminder that Flock is king. Don't diss Flock.
Flock is
justice for Flock.
Justice
Anyways,
for Flock.
Continue.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm just saying. Like, I actually would put in the obviously filler list because I don't feel like watching that shit.
Yeah.
Because there's 1,000 of them or a thousand episodes.
There's so many
with them in it.
Yeah.
But I do want to get the connection. I want to have that that feel because I don't want to be like because watch this scenario. Hey, do you watch One Piece? Yeah, man, I actually do. Did you watch all the episodes? No, man, I just watched the movie. You're a fucking. And then he just goes.
No. I don't mean just watching movies. What I mean is, so like the first, like, when does Nami come? I feel like it's like 40 episodes in, like minimum.
Nami,
like
Nami comes in quickly. She's like two or three. She? Yeah, because he meets Zoro in like the first two episodes
at the beginning.
Yeah, and then after that's Nami, like the third or fourth, because that's the
book. Oh, okay. So this is what I want. So you do the
no. When so do they meet that skeleton dude?
Oh no, not. I mean the Arlong arc.
Oh, that one is after the Don Craig arc, which is probably.
So Nami's already there. So that's when they go back to Nami's home village.
Yeah.
Okay. So watch up until the Arlong arc starts. You'll notice like they go back to Nami's village. Yeah. Then watch the movie. Then you watch the anime again. So I mean like. When I mean, I don't mean just watch the movies. I mean, like, they remade certain movies. They remastered them in, like, 4K or whatever and made them pretty. And then, like, abridged them, basically. So you'll get the same emotion because you're still watching
the anime.
True. Okay. Fair. That's good. You know what I mean? I also really like the, I don't know, the cat guy with the claws. I like that arc.
Yeah.
That's cool, too.
The one with the glasses?
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool arc. He was a cool character.
That's Usopp, bro.
No, when do they meet that skeleton dude?
Oh, that's, like... Like that's way far, past. Man. That's after.
He's the second last guy.
That guy is so funny, man.
Yeah, that's after the Enies Lobby arc.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it's Thriller Bark, no?
Trailer Park. Before that's Thriller it. Bark? It is the Trailer Park one.
All right, cool. All right, that's pretty much it for me. Shout out to One Piece for doing whatever they did over the last week because apparently everyone's like shitting themselves.
Oh yeah.
So. Yeah, I did. I haven't caught up because that, when they did the hack thing, they stopped making episodes. And I didn't want to watch it.
It's a huge spoiler.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so now Spy Family. What happens in Spy Family? They finally set their family. What's her name?
Yor
moves in. Then they.
She has a thing for sharp stuff.
She does.
Yeah, she had a sharp box. Anya tried to open a sharp box. She's like, no, don't touch my sharp box. And then obviously Anya understands that she's an assassin and then he's a spy, but they don't know. Then they go out trying to do regular family things. They go to a political protest because that's what looks cool. And then Anya freaking starts bleeding because she's hearing everybody's...
Yeah.
Hearing everyone's thoughts. They walk away. Someone steals the old lady's purse. They find the person who steals the old lady's purse because Anya figures it out. And then they stop that dude. The old lady thanks them. They're a happy family. End of episode.
That's it, yeah. That was quick. That was good. That was a good recap.
I don't know what else to say. That's what
there really wasn't much to talk about.
No.
Listen, I love this anime.
Yeah.
I don't know how to like
take it apart. It. Yeah. You really can't.
But it's amazing. It's an amazing anime. I love it. The dynamics between the characters are great. Anya, best girl. Friggin' Lloyd. What's his real name?
Best boy is Twilight. No, Lloyd is his real
Twilight.
Name.
Twilight. Yeah. No, Lloyd is. Isn't that his?
Lloyd. His alter ego? Oh, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I don't know his real name.
They were
talking. But he goes. His code name's Twilight. Whatever. Yeah. So he goes by Lloyd right now. His code name's Twilight, and then Yor, which is Pricky Princess. What's her name?
Oh my God, Thorn Princess.
Thorn Princess.
Prickly Princess.
Pokey Princess.
Motherfucker said Pokey Princess.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah. So their dynamic is amazing. I love the family. The anime is amazing. But as far as like breaking it down. I don't know what else to say other than like, it's a great time. It's fun. It's cute.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I agree.
It's animated surprisingly well for what it is.
I was going to ask, do you know who did that last one? Was it Wit or Clover?
No idea.
No idea either. All right. Well, whoever's been doing them, obviously both of them are awesome.
Great. But Wit and Clover Works are both great. So can't fit that. Huh?
I'll go first.
Yep. You go first.
Yeah, obviously we love it. We love it that Yor's in the family now. Like actually, we get a little taste of like how their dynamic's going to be with like Lloyd trying to test them. And obviously in the beginning, they're like none of them really know how to be the part of the family that they're supposed to be. But as we like get to know them, I don't think that's going to be too much of a problem because obviously we get to see them, their work side of things, like how, I don't know how no one noticed, like them noticing each other, like how does Floyd jump off a bridge, land on the guy's head perfectly, and then she's just like, good job. No suspicions here.
What do you mean? She kicked the dude out of the air before.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like, too. And he's just like, oh, wow, you're nice.
Yeah, you're strong. Cool.
Wow, so strong. That's what I mean.
I don't know. Maybe he's had experience with people like that before. Maybe just like in his job, at least, he's familiar with that kind
of. Or maybe it's kind of like he knows she's lying about something. Yeah. Like it's not like
he doesn't care, right? Care right now. Yeah.
Not right now. That's full show. Anyway, Anya's still cute. She, you know, she's doing Anya things. I kind of like how they put a limit to her power. Like, if she gets too much flow, then her brain kind of goes like, and like she has to like sleep. But no, it was a nice chill episode. Very, 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 very fun. And I really can't wait to see what missions they get tangled up with.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I think pretty much the same. It's just really cute. The character design, I think, is really good. Their own like little lives can like create a lot of, it has a lot of potential for future like dynamic between everyone, like situations that would be like really funny, considering future like
hijinks.
Yeah, exactly. Considering their pasts and their professions. Absolutely. I am looking forward to seeing like Anya like in school, like by herself with other students, because I don't know how that's gonna go, because that's gonna be really funny. But of course she basically carries the show right now. But Yor is really cute too, and it's just, it's just fun to watch, you know?
Yeah, man.
You don't really think too much about it.
No, you're kind of just there, like, kind of just ingesting all, like, the funniness and, like, the cuteness, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I like not my favorite part, but a memorable part is, like, Lloyd's like, hey, yeah, just take your time with the bags, and I'll be back to get the boxes. And she's like, because she's an assassin, she's so swift, so she puts everything away so quick. And then he's just like, oh, I guess you're good.
Yeah, nice. He just, and same as what Andre said, right? Like, he's just like, okay. Yeah, sure, that was nice. Quick. Wow,
so fast.
I guess that's exactly normal.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, though.
And when she went to open the bag, and then she heard her thoughts that it was all, like, poison and weapons and stuff.
Ooh. Oh, shit. I do like Anya's insight on things, because like it makes her not just like
literal insight,
like actual insight, like breaking the fourth wall type shit. I just can't wait for her to like look over and be like, what the hell, how does she have all that stuff? But I don't know. I think I don't know if it's because it's rated pretty high on the anime ranking list.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that, but like, hey, I'll take it, man.
Like, it's cute and it's good, but like some things just pop off like that, and I don't really like understand fully why. Like, it makes me wonder how most of the anime community is, really. You know?
Yeah, it's definitely.
I'm just weird. Like, okay, I don't think I'm the majority in this, but
yeah, I think
part of me thinks it's not real, bro.
Sorry?
I don't know. Like, part of me think it's like a plant.
Oh, really?
Like an industry plant. You know how like some like music artists just pop up for no reason?
Yeah.
Like literally, like how Old Town Road was just like the biggest song.
Come on, man. That's a good song.
I don't know. Yeah, it's great and it's catchy, but like how? You know how many people make great catchy songs that you'll never hear?
Yeah. That's true.
Maybe it just did good publicity.
What is it at now? Oh my god.
Marketing.
It's still up there. Sorry. 9.08, but I think as more episodes come out, the more diluted the rating is gonna be, because I mean I hope so, because that's like, is it better than Steins Gate? No, I don't think so.
Steins
No.
Gate?
I mean, but it's hard to compare them. They're very different enemies.
That's true, because you got shit here like Violet Evergarden Movie is at an 8.95. And that they're saying that's better than Clannad.
Wait, the new one?
The new one,
Major?
Yeah.
Where she found the Major on the island?
Yeah.
I don't know if anything can make me cry. Like, I don't know if anything can make me feel things like that anime.
Oh, really? You like that movie?
No. I said it made me feel things. I didn't say I liked
it. Oh, okay.
It made me cry. It was a torture cry. It wasn't like a good cry.
We talked about this here already.
No, I know.
Okay. Again,
bro. How stupid that shit was. Anyways. They're very different. I can't compare for you.
Nah.
Spy Apples Family and Steins Gate. What the hell?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, bro. I'm nah. Like genre-wise, I could probably put them in their category.
But how do you put this even in like the comedy anime or slice of life slash family anime, what all those three things? How did after three episodes? How do you put?
I was gonna say there's not enough context.
Yeah. I still like Love Is War better. If anything.
Oh yeah, top tier, man.
Whatever, Love Spy Family's great so far. I don't want to diss it because of what other people are doing to it. That's not its fault. It's just airing, right? It doesn't get to decide where it lands. Right?
Yeah, that's true. So you think?
So,
if someone's paying someone.
That's a whole other conversation. But yeah. I say we move on to now. Here gets the hard part because these are two very discussable enemies we got left. Which one do you want to start with?
What are they? Yeah?
Low key, I don't even remember what we got.
Summertime Render, Tomodachi Game.
Let's do Summertime Render first.
Summertime Render for sure.
Summertime Render. So we leave off last episode. He gets shot in the face. And then so he wakes up, has a dream.
Shot in the face.
So he now wakes. He basically has a dream of the when his childhood friend dies. Okay. Yep. So we have that first. Nice. Ushio is her name. Sorry, good I didn't job, bring man. Up my character. I didn't bring up my character list at first. So
no,
I
you did
confused.
Good there. You did good.
But yeah. So anyway, so he figures out Ushio dies. He's confused. One thing that I realized I don't know. Did he see the shadow during his dream, or was that the flashback from the first episode?
I never thought about that.
Not sure. Yeah.
I just thought he saw it.
I think it was part of I thought the whole part was his dream.
So remember when Mio told him that she saw her and Ushio were together on the beach and she saw her shadow.
Yeah.
So was that the only time we saw it? He didn't see it when Ushio actually died, though.
No.
Mm. Okay. All right. So anyways, so that happens. Then he wakes up back where we started, face full of boobs. And then he's all scared, gets slapped. And then immediately, listen, this is what I don't understand. She obviously sees he's in distress. She knows he's sleeping. She knows that he didn't do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And still just like, I'm going to slap you anyways, though. Anyways.
And then ask him if he's okay.
Yeah, right? Also, you were crying. Are you okay?
Yeah. Anyways, so we get all that going on, and then he relives a day, slowly figures out that he's repeating the day and it wasn't a dream that he had. Ends up outside getting air, and then sees what's her face? Mio's shadow outside looking at the thing. Then he's like hiding behind the thing because then he sees the police guy comes up. Mio immediately stabs him 78 times and then he's dead. And then
he's just dead.
No. And then the shadow comes up. The shadow comes up and then touches the policeman's body and then flash. The same flash that we saw.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that.
Flash just saw the funeral.
Yeah.
And then
big brain Andre right
friggin'
there.
Then Shinpei's freaking out behind the thing. He's like, oh my god, what's going on? Then his phone goes off, classic. Immediately gets stabbed on his neck. This guy's death count is getting real high real quick.
Oh yeah.
Real quick. Yeah, anyway, so then he starts the day over again. He tries to save Mio from going into the ocean, except he gets knocked into the ocean and can't swim. So now it's just now they're both wet instead of just her. So she did nothing. Anyway,
mission accomplished.
Right. So she saves him, goes back, goes through the day, has like a whole plan. He's like, I got to delete all these apps so I have enough space to record. Records the shadow, figures. But first,
what
he
kind
saves.
Of phone does this guy got delete app? Shit. Anyway, keep going.
Ash, don't laugh. That's what Sean has to do every fucking week, bro.
Sean does. Wait, Sean, did he lag out?
Oh, he's frozen.
No, he's that was the funniest thing ever. No, whatever. It's fine.
Oh my god, you're gonna. I'm 100%. You're gonna be get his audio, and you're just gonna hear shit. Fuck. Shit,
Oh, sorry. Keep going.
Anyway, so yeah, he does that. He saves the police guy by telling him there's a fight somewhere else. He records them, tells Mio. First, Alan's favorite part. He has to break into the bathroom to make sure she's in there.
Why do you always have to put me in this? Why do you always have to, you know?
You're the only one who brought it up four times
in a row. I just said, listen, I saw a clip. I saw the clip and I'm like, listen, there's some, you know, there's some weirdness going on. You guys got to be careful out here. I'm a brother's trying to help you out. All right. Why you got to pin it like I'm weird?
I had no idea what he was talking about. And I had watched the episode already. And you know, he said that in the chat.
See,
I was
like, this is the problem. The demons of the world is already desensitized. Poor Sean here. He can't even remember the
Alan, we got two important episodes to go and like half an hour left.
My bad. My bad. You're right. Okay. We'll talk about later in therapy.
So anyways, he gets a recording, goes to Mio's room. They talk in the morning. He shows him she shows her the recording. She's like, oh my God, what if the shadow killed Ushio? And he's like, that's what I'm saying, stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the episode ends.
You're dumb. It just ends.
To be continued.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lots to talk about. I say that, yeah. And we're going to say like two sentences and be like, oh yeah, that's about it. How do you guys feel about the shadow thing? Like, do you guys, I kind of don't get it yet, but does anyone get it?
I mean, I get the concept of the shadow.
Right.
Like, have you watched Us?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
It's like Us. Like, you're, like, the idea is to kill the original and then replace them.
Yeah.
In order to, but like,
we don't know
again,
why,
we don't,
right?
we don't know why.
Okay.
Pretty much. Like, I don't know if it's just like a survival thing that they do. Mm-hmm. Or if it's like there's some like greater, loftier goal that they have.
Okay. And that being said, why is the reason why Ushio or whatever her name is, what is her name?
The blonde one?
Yeah.
Ushio.
Yeah, Ushio. The reason why Ushio doesn't have we haven't seen her shadow is because she didn't die of shadow causes?
Well, I mean, she can just not be there.
Right. Because there could be one.
Like, considering the fact that she was killed in front of everybody, like the shadow, maybe
it doesn't work like
she
that.
She wasn't supposed to do that.
Right.
No, because you saw how, like, in order to like make the body disappear, they had to touch it, and there's like this big flash.
Yeah,
right. So then maybe she was just in front of too many people, so she couldn't take over. So she might be in hiding in the shrine or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Where Mio was.
Yeah. Another thing, obviously near the end of the episode, and I'm jumping, but when the officer, when they kill main character, and he's like, oh, should we turn him into, like, and then it kind of like cuts out, and then she's like, Amio's shadow is like, oh no, it's okay, he's already, and then
already, yeah.
And then ...
I was gonna ask that question.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know if she meant he's already a shadow, like you guys were saying,
yeah,
or he's already dead,
like gone, like just gone.
Yeah, but I also but the friggin' police guy looked pretty dead.
Bro, that guy got stabbed right through the back. And then he was gone.
He looked pretty dead. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what she meant.
And
he also noticed for the first time that his eye was a different color. Which is
right?
I thought it was a cosmetic thing. Yeah, I'm kind of glad they addressed that as actual. He has an actual thing. When he now stab, he's dead. She says the thing. He starts portaling back through like the. He starts rendering, right? And he hears Ushio.
Yeah.
What are we saying? What is that? What is that whole process?
I don't know.
Is that legit time travel?
Oh. Because it literally, it seems like it's just a soul going back to like a previous body.
Right into the, you know, the.
Right, but.
It's hard to say.
Right before he goes.
I don't know. Why can he, what makes him so special? Where he's able to communicate with Ushio, who's dead, first of all. Who is Hizuru, which is the name of Glasses Girl?
Yeah.
Who is she?
No idea.
Obviously, they know about shadows.
Yep.
Is she there to kill the shadows? It seems like that.
Maybe.
But how would they know about shadows?
She's kind of cool, how she's like kind of upside down. She's like, I need more power to my brain. I'm going to try that. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. It
I was
like,
going to ask, does that work?
I'll let you know tomorrow. I'm about to go outside and try it.
It almost reminds me of like a Resident Evil thing where maybe like the government constructed this like thing. And now they're just trying to keep tabs on it. Or they're trying to at least maybe help it evolve.
For what reason?
Bioweapons.
Just like to use against people,
possibly,
because they don't have emotions and
they're shadows, right? I don't think they have. Do they have?
They can
their physical body,
and they're like the perfect spies, right? They can infiltrate, and nobody would know. Nobody would be the wiser. So, the one thing that... Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You keep going.
The one thing that confuses me is I thought the tale was that the shadow will mimic you and then, like, kill you and then kill your family. So, like, in this episode, we saw it just replacing people. But, like, why is that any different than what it did with... or why was it treated differently than what it did with the family where it was, like, the little girl and the family disappeared? Like, why didn't it create versions of them?
Because you have to kill the person first, no?
Yeah, but I thought that's why they were gone. I thought that it killed them and, like, vaporized their bodies.
Yeah, possibly, but... Wait, what are you asking?
When it killed, like, the security dude? And then it created, like, another version of him. And then it just continued living, like, as him. Yeah. But, like, with the family that was, like, left, they said left, I was under the impression that that the shadow was the little girl that became the little girl in the family. And then also like killed the family because that was what the tale said. Like, it would kill you and then kill your family.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So why didn't it also just create, like, duplicates, shadow versions of that family?
How do you know it didn't?
Because everyone's saying that they disappeared, that they just left.
Yeah, but how do you know? Remember, the little girl was in the forest at the shrine. How do you know shadow versions of her whole family was there, too?
Could be. They could just miraculously, like, reappear, and then they could say they left on vacation or something.
This is only, what, episode 2?
Yeah. So
that, and remember, whatever was happening during the first timeline is gone now.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, you also, remember, they do a reset.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that he just got, like, immediately killed as well by the shadow.
Yeah,
no hilarious. It's like, turn off your damn phone. Who's calling you right now? Damn it.
He learned, bro. He learns it faster than Takamichi is.
That's actually a question. Do you guys, I didn't catch the name. Who called him? It might be a thing.
I think it was the guy.
His friend.
Yeah.
The one that hugged him at the
funeral. He called him last time and told him about the whole situation, right?
Yeah. I think he might have a role to play because wasn't he the one trying to give CPR to Ushi? I can't remember.
Ushio.
I
think
right?
So.
Yeah. Like he got reddish pinkish hair? Orange, maybe? Yeah.
It might have been him. Okay. It might have been him.
So they're all kind of connected. They're all kind of connected.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you guys think that the main character is a shadow? Because it kind of seems like he's maybe not a shadow, but something like similar to that.
Something like in between. Like he was...
What if he has him and his shadow together in
one body? You're so good. Oh. Yes. That's what I'm thinking. Because, like, look, right? You know the eyes thing?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
What if he's both?
Yeah, like a fused version?
Yeah. Like, he's like, and then, like, and then, he could do both. He could see the shadow. Obviously, everyone can see the shadow, but he can fuck with him, you know? He can, like, do something.
Okay.
We don't have enough context for this shit.
Yeah, I know. There really isn't enough information to work with. But I will say thank you so much to the creators for skipping the boob in the face scene, because now it seems like it's just going back to when he arrives on the island.
Do you think
it's going to move afterwards? It's going to continue.
Yeah. Do you think that depends on, like, the timing when she dies, or do you think it was just like an anime thing where it's just like they know this all happens?
Yeah, I think it's that, but also it could be like every time he dies, he goes a little bit further. So he
that's
has
what I'm saying.
Like,
you know how like Subaru like has new set points depending how far he makes. Do you think it's that? But technically, the second time he died sooner than the first time.
Yeah, but it would move to a little later, right? So I think that it might move in like increments of like minutes. So like next time he dies, maybe he'll go back to like right when she's going down the hill or something.
So it doesn't.
You think it's
matter? It doesn't matter when he dies. No, it only like so like time. His like reset time is also moving forward.
Yeah,
as his
I think so.
Time. Okay, that's what I was gonna ask. You think it's a reset time and not when he makes progress?
Yeah, I think it's a reset time.
Okay,
so I think he needs to accomplish something by a certain time.
Because like, there's two phenomenons right now. There's one where we have shadow people, and there's two where he can reset or he resets. There's two phenomenons.
Yeah,
And so I think are my fingers crooked? What the fuck is that? sorry. Yeah. So. What? Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think eventually, sorry.
No. You know what? Yeah. You are sorry. So is that old guy gonna play a big role in this? You think the one that's like my granddaddy said? You know, he's got to play a big role.
He's got to play more of a role. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say. I don't remember. It was just something small though.
Well, there you go. You were gonna interrupt me for something you can't even remember 2 seconds after you said it. You bitch. All right. If you remember it, let me know.
I will.
Very, very hot. You know, first episode kind of had me like, ooh, it's going to be one of those, you know, weird. I'm in. Well, I was in, but like I'm in now because now we got more context. The shadow people, and they show blood. Shaman King couldn't do that.
No, they couldn't. Didn't have the budget.
Knife sound went in. Beautiful. A gun. Oh, we have gun. And he addressed his eyes being weird. So that's all we wanted.
Did you like how they dissed America, bro?
They did.
She's like, I can just walk in and shoot them. That's not in America, bro. America was being loud.
Oh, my God. So good.
That went to an editor. That went to a publisher. And everything else. And they're like, yeah, keep it in. Fuck it. Who cares?
No. They were like, that needs to.
Yeah,
we'll put it
necessary.
In.
Necessary.
Put it in there.
But, also, the island is so nice. I want to live there. But without the shadow thing.
I could live there with the shadow. Fuck it. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. My question is, if they have to die for the shadow to come out.
Yeah.
Who was the first shadow?
Ah, that's what my question was from when I first watched it. Himself.
Is it him?
Yeah, him leaving the island created shadows, bro.
Was it Shinpei was the first shadow Shinpei. All along, bro?
I'm putting that in my. I'm putting it on the books. Put me down, dude.
Maybe.
There's a lot of things. And why? So much. Why does this girl know about shadows? Why does this lady know about shadows?
Which one?
The purple.
Yeah, I just think she's the government girl lady. I think they. Just
yeah, but the way she talked about it, it's like. She's like disgusted that they exist.
Yeah, I know. I think that they're disgusted by their own creation, and that, or at least she is.
She's like, look at it, just walking along there. So, do you think then how we saw the flash during the funeral? How would it disappear someone's body?
Yeah,
with that many people around.
Closed coffin? No. Oh wait, no, that's the blonde girl. Sorry. Oops.
No, the little girl. Yeah, we're talking about the little girl. And then the guy's like, oh my gosh, no pictures. We're at a funeral. Blah 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 blah. Right.
Yeah.
But it's the same flash they made when they created a new shadow. So
yeah.
I mean, when the OG shadow disappeared.
What if it was the parents? Like you said.
But that would be so... In front of everyone, though? Wouldn't they have to kill them first?
Yeah, they would have to kill
them.
Remember, her eyes were lifeless. Maybe she was dead. They were both holding her up the whole time.
That's creepy.
So you think the little girl was dead, and then the little girl's shadow showed up to replace her, but the parents were already shadows.
Interesting.
Maybe. Or vice versa. No, it doesn't make sense. Parents can't walk when they're dead. Right.
Look at their shadows, Cam.
But that can't be true, because the little girl had to already be a shadow, because...
Yep.
Because she already wasn't talking before that, right?
Yeah, no, but the glasses girl like looked at her before she went in originally, right? Or was that after?
Shit, I don't even know, actually.
Remember though, when she was disgusted at her, she's like, look at her just walking among them, like but like I don't remember if that's before or after.
I think that was during, but it was
I admit the flash scene. Before or after the flash,
I think it was. I don't know. After. I don't know. Was that
true? Can we just deem it to not enough context? I feel like we're trying to pull it.
Yeah,
out.
I feel like there's a lot of
interesting things. This a lot of one, things man. To develop.
I love it though. I'm loving it. Honestly.
But I love that, it based on it no, looks no alone. Sponsorships. No. Hashtag not ad.
Yeah, it's not ad.
Okay. That seems like enough, so let's get to the next.
Also the opening is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I think about it. The friggin' opening, the whole opening scene this season is kind of weak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's weak, bro. It is, yeah. It's weak. There hasn't been one I've seen that
ever. I like the ending. Yeah. I like the ending for Spy X Family. It's like...
Keep going.
I think.
I want to hear the whole thing.
No.
No. We got to move on.
Okay.
So, Tomodachi Game is
boy.
Definitely not least the one... so in this scene we got Tenji doing his Tenji stuff
for sure. Gotcha.
Continuing to be
a dick, crazy asshole.
Yeah. I don't even know what to call it, bro. He's something
psycho.
Yeah. So he's doing that. He goes into the after they deal with all their problems. The dude is like, "Yo, Manabu-kun," is like, "Yo." Like, y'all been arguing this whole time? Can we play the game, dog?
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing? And then, so finally, Tenji goes inside. He writes, he's like, oh my God, should I write something? But I can't write something. I should write something about myself because they'll be suspicious. So he writes something about himself, puts it in the box, tries to leave, but the 3 minutes aren't up. So he can't leave. And then as soon as he opens the door, pow, friggin' pow, Yuichi friggin' smacks Shio in the face. And then he's like, how dare you do that? Don't talk to Yutori like that. She's like, don't you dare talk to Yutori like that. And then blah, 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 blah. She's thing. Tenji comes in and he's like, oh my God, my plan is working even better than I thought. This is great. And then takes Shio away. She tells Shio, yo, nobody likes you, dog. Like, just stick with me because everyone else hates you. Basically. You got no choice at this point. And then she's like, oh, you're probably right. And then they read out the things. What was it? Tenji was a year older than them or some shit.
Yeah.
And then what did it say about Shio? What did it say about Shio?
Shio.
Who's Shio again?
The black haired girl.
Plastic surgery, no.
No. It said something about her because she had to move forward and she landed on a special pace.
She wore like some kind of boys' underwear or something.
She wore boxers. Yeah,
that's what it was. Yeah, she wore boxers. And then everyone's like, Yutori, why are you friggin' doing that? And then she's like, I wanted revenge. And blah, 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 blah. Anyways, so she steps ahead, steps on a special space. She gets to confuse me. I've watched this part like 4 times and I was still confused.
Okay.
But anyway, so basically what it is they had to, she got to pick someone to answer. No. She picked someone and then let Manabu-kun do a random background check on this person. And then if they had nothing, and then whatever he discovered, the people got to vote on whatever was discovered.
Yeah, that's it.
So it was like the bad mouthing, but they got to do it instead of them writing it on a paper. Okay, so that's what happened. She was about to pick Tenji and release everything. But then, of course, Shibe's like, no, I got it. Pick me. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm a perfect. And then Manabu's like, your dad's a whore.
That's exactly what he said.
A great way to put it. Yeah.
Oh my God. So then he gets sad. Every friggin' Shio's like, it's okay. I believe you. And Tenji's like, no, he's a bad guy. He probably knew this whole time. How do you know his dad is bad? He's probably bad too. How dare you do such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then she pulls him away and she's like, oh my God, you're right. Him and her and Tenji do their thing. Shibe's sad now. Yeah. Then friggin' Maria and Tsukino have a whole friggin' debate about having your kids play with murderers.
Yeah, it's something like that.
And then she's like, you wouldn't let your kid. And she's like, no, you're right. People are stupid. And then we get the next round after all that stuff happens. And then we figure out someone said that Shibe killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tenji's like, oh my God, I didn't write that. Who would write such a thing? And then we get Yuichi friggin' creepy.
I love his smile, dude. It's so good.
Everyone's like, it was Yuichi. How could you? And then friggin' Tsukino, for some reason, Mikasa's future self has like a degree in understanding. Because every time Maria is like, yo, why, how could he do that? She's like, stupid. Obviously, he did this because of such and such a reason. They obviously did this reason.
Literally.
Have you guys ever watched friggin' Soul Eater?
Yeah.
Friggin' Excalibur? Just fool! Fool! But that's the end of the episode. And then Tsukino's like, if you've been paying attention to Yuichi this whole time, he's setting up this elaborate plan. Unless you're a complete dodo idiot, you would obviously have seen this.
Literally every person that's watched the anime, I'm a dodo idiot.
Pretty much.
But low key, we're not, by the way, not us three. Mm-hmm. So that's why, guys, please follow us on our socials before we keep going. Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. To not be a complete dodo idiot, because if you tuned in to last episode, you would have heard me, Andre, and Sean say there's more than meets the eye to these characters, and more than meets the eye to the plans of these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fuck me, I forgot what I was gonna say. First off, no, please God, no. First off, fantastic episode. This is what I wanted. I wanted the stakes to be a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. Also, they confirmed something that we all, well, I think I said it, but we all kind of thought at the same time last week, was how do you just pull up a random check on someone?
Mm-hmm.
But the game did it. No one told them. No one told the game about his dad being a whore.
Yeah.
That means the game was ready to literally out anyone if she picked them. She could have picked herself. That guy even said, what's his name? Fucking Manabu. Manabu, Bob the Builder, could have been like, listen. Well, he said, you can pick yourself and we will out you so you don't have to, you know. So that means the game does have some, like, not relevance. What's the word here? A shit on them. Like they have some shit on them. Yeah. We'll just say that. That's kind of huge because what if, because this whole time I was thinking, what if, like, people just plant, like, the game just planted stuff in the box? That way, you know, whatever, shit can happen. But so far, it's just been them, and it's been Tenji kind of fucking things up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But now,
Tenji,
what I thought, because I always put myself in people's shoes, I think what Yuichi just did is that he, obviously, no, I don't think he killed anyone. I don't think Makoto.
Shibe.
Shibe. Shibe. Yeah, perfect. Why did they only call everyone by their first names, and then this motherfucker is Shibe? Anyway, I don't think Shibe killed anyone. I just think he just said it because, like, whatever. It's a lie.
I think so.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, yo, if we were all three of us in it, I'd be like,
yeah,
Andre killed my parents. And then obviously the crowd would be like, oh my god, I can't believe it. And then they would move Andre up like 10,000 spaces.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be true. Can't you? Don't you have to say?
No, they never said that. They never said that they had to.
Really?
Remember? Don't you remember? They said it kind of like it doesn't matter for sure or not if it's salacious enough. They'll just
I don't remember that. Mm. Oh damn, that's messed up. Okay, it makes more sense to me now.
I do like. Do you think Yuichi, bro? I like him.
I don't know if you guys said this before, but do you guys think Shibe was like in on it?
No. I think we talked about last week. Did we text about it?
It was too obvious.
No, I mean like in on not the original like. Thing. I mean, in on like Yuichi's plan.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He knew what his dad was doing already, and then he volunteered to convince Shiho something, and like he knew all of this to kind of see how Tenji was reacting. Like we kind of talked about this on the group chat, and we talked about this on the pod, like how Tenji all of a sudden is just like monologue after monologue after monologue. This guy's talking so much.
By the way, side note, they did a beautiful job with him, like. His face expressions and like like he's smiling and then it went like and cut to him like what he was actually looking like.
Yeah, loved exactly.
It. Yeah, we did talk about it. I think I don't know if he's that smart. I don't know if they're that smart. I want to say yes, but like I'm like he's stupid. I don't know.
So my issue with that is that like when Tengu whatever his name is Tenji when he went into the box or whatever and he has
Tengu.
Tengu, sorry. Okay, so there's a very there's a very common trope in anime, and I don't see this brought up a lot. But the one whose inner monologue you're hearing is the one who's getting outplayed, because they're not going to show the inner monologue of someone who's doing the outplaying, or else like it ruins the twist or the surprise or whatever, right? So whenever you hear someone's thoughts, someone else is always doing something. It feels like to me, anyways. Like it always happens in Bleach and everything.
Except for Kira.
Yeah, except for Kira. That's different. Death Note's a mind game.
Until the end.
That's right, Al.
When he got out and then Yuichi slapped Shio like right away, I was thinking, oh, they're planning something.
Yeah,
that did not look
right. It didn't look right. It didn't make sense.
Yeah,
it was too quick. It seemed like Yuichi like brought them all together and was like, hey, I think it's Tengu. Tengu,
and why else would they emphasize him being stuck in the?
Yeah,
in
the exactly. That's part of the inner monologue thing, right? Like, and so I was on board with that thought. I think Alan mentioned that too. Like I was on board with that thought, but then we got to a point where he could have been outed if Shio had just picked him. Like they would have probably voted that he's the one who put them all under this game and everything, which was also good new information to have. But it was like. She chose the blonde guy, and it was like, why? Like, when they could have just chosen him and figured everything out already. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
But would it have necessarily, like, guaranteed that they would have picked the fact that he's been lying to them? If he was chosen? Like, well, what if he had other stuff in his
phone? Yeah, it could have not been anything. Could have possibly.
While you weren't gone, by the way. No one ever said he was gone. But while you weren't here.
The information that I missed.
That's right. Because
sometimes
you
I don't pay attention. Yeah.
he has telepathic problems. People just tell him things. It wasn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I was saying, isn't it kind of crazy? And this is kind of what we were all thinking, that the game could skew this game. The game people could skew it. So me and Sean were, and you were here. What we were saying is that, like, isn't it crazy how the game was ready to be like, listen, pick someone and we will bring up dirt from them. We will bring up some shit from them or their past or whatever. So I think, and Sean brought it up where it's like, what if they just picked him and wouldn't that end it? Why would the game want them to go against that person right away?
That's
they
a
would,
good point.
The game would just be like, the glasses guy, you know, like, he sucks some toes. I don't know. Like, I don't know. He would say something like that.
To keep it interesting,
then,
right?
Yeah, keep it interesting. And then also not reassure his teammates or his friends that, oh, shit, okay, so that's the baddest thing that this guy's got. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's good. So, like, you agree with me then. Like, if they did pick Tenji, they would have just picked random ones.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes.
Okay.
They wouldn't want to end it. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Like, why do that, right?
Yeah. So my other reasoning, I was thinking just maybe the blonde guy wasn't in on it, so he kind of ruined their plan to get her to pick him. Right. But like maybe
but Shio at the end of the day, Shio would have chose, and like I assume she's the one who got smacked, so I'm assuming she's the one she's in on the plan.
No, I'm assuming that Shio is. The blonde guy.
Yeah,
I didn't think he was.
Yeah, in. I know. Shibei is not in on the plan, but what I'm saying is Shio ultimately is the one who.
I gotcha. But it might have been weird for her to feel like, hey, this guy's coming. He's coming up now, kind of ruining the plan. If I still pick Tengu, he might think that I'm like onto him, or something.
But what? Why is that bad?
Because then I don't know.
It would just. I see what Sean's saying. It just wouldn't play out properly if they did pick the other guy. So, but honestly, I hope we're not wrong, because we would have thrown ourselves way off. Right? That would have been bad.
Yeah.
I am honestly thinking, okay, so Shibei is a wild card. I don't know per se if he was in on
wild
the plan
card
or not.
That's a great
but I will say, like, the reason why I think they may not have been so readily to say Tenji is what we talked about before. Is like, they may not have said, hey, he's the one who signed you up, he's the one who stole the money. Like,
yeah,
he may have not have reveal that information, and because Yuichi seems smart enough to know where he's like, they're playing games with us, and like, I don't think they would do that. So my thought process is picking Shibei extends the mind game kind of thing, where they're playing with Tenji.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like where they're like, oh, make Tenji think everything is going his way, everything's going perfect, and then they kind of pile on good thing for good thing on Tenji until they're just like, bow, and then flips the switch, and then it's easier to get him to admit where he thinks everything's going perfect, and then immediately drops, because then you kind of lose your brain.
Yeah, he has no time to
he doesn't have time to get on the defensive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Fair.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking.
Do you guys exactly it. Do you guys think that revealing him so quickly like kind of took away from the interest in the anime in general?
No, it interested me more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else they're freaking.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like Shield Hero. Why didn't you just kill the fucking thing in the beginning and then like get it over with? Now we're literally like drawing it out. No, this is good. Now we're gonna see. I think the game people have to switch it up, where either they got to split each other. I don't think the next game is gonna be them together. I think it's gonna be maybe a little bit separate, maybe in groups of two or three and two or whatever. Or they're going to compile with the
kinda
other groups and then kind of see how it goes from there.
I kind of like that, like teaming them up, like after sowing in all this distrust in them, kind of like putting them, making them work together somehow.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to say right now, if I was ever in this situation, I'd fucking win in a heartbeat. Because like, as you can see, they're trying to keep their morals together. But like, I'd literally be like, if let's say it was three of us, I'd be like, guys, I don't care who gets the debt. Like, we'll probably get out and then we'll figure it out. But like, let's just leave, because this is so bullshit. And then we'll just figure it out. But if the game's like, one of like Sean or Andre is the one that got you here, I'd have to kill you. I'd have to kill you on the spot. And I'm gonna fuck what you have to say. We're fighting, and then we'll figure it out. But these guys,
and also,
I don't know, it's so funny.
I don't know, man. They're in high school. Make new friends, bro. Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're the only, if you're the only, if you're the only one who, if you're the only one that leaves, and then you can't be friends with them anymore, I'm like, just make new friends.
Yeah, yeah, really.
I mean, like everyone said, debt. And like everyone, exactly, no debt. Like everyone knows now, they ain't gonna talk to each other in 2 years after they graduate. Like, no, who are you kidding, right?
No. Yeah, but what I was saying is one of the reasons why I like the initial reveal is because now I'm like analyzing everything.
Yeah.
Like, think about when Tenji was scared about getting chosen. He admitted to stealing the money. He admitted to signing up for the game. He admitted to all of the things he wrote down in the box. Why didn't he admit to being the traitor in the game one? Because obviously, wouldn't that mean that it wasn't just him?
Right, you see?
He might have traded on his turn, but I feel like he wasn't the only one. He also never admitted to having the debt.
Yeah, he didn't. He just said he got them in the game.
True. Yeah, that's I never actually thought about that. That's a great thing you brought up there, Detective Andre. That's why you're here every week to do the intro.
Hey, man, I had to make up for the VV eyeball thing. Forget.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. No, yeah, you're right. You know what? This might be the best. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this might be the best show so far, I think.
Okay.
Week to week basis, I look forward to this. I almost can I bring watch up, it because I'm like.
Can I bring I up one wait. Thing?
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Okay. Way. Take your time. Yeah.
When she said that he was okay at the beginning, I thought the rules did say it had to be true. Did it actually say it didn't? Because do you remember when they said that Tengu had a crush on Shio, and they're like, "Oh, that's not true. So like, that shouldn't count. Like, it should be questioned." But then he's just like, it is true."
No, he just said it was true. He
didn't. Yeah, I know, but like they were saying, like, "Oh, it's not true." So like I thought there was like a. They said part of the rules was that they would like investigate whether something was true or not if it was said.
Maybe,
but if something otherwise was said, because bro, I'm trying
you're
to think,
asking
like
me, I can't read. I'm like, what the fuck?
Because I'm trying
maybe
to think.
Maybe right. I don't know.
Shibe, like him saying that he killed someone. I feel like there might be more to that. Like,
let's do this then. So, sure. Let's say that's right, and they can only really say because the game will. Like, go do a deep search.
Mm-hmm.
Who? What the hell? Why did he kill someone? Okay, let's go.
I know. That's what I'm interested in. That's what I'm interested
in. Now that I'm thinking of, like, how they said Chio had plastic surgery, but, like, she literally just, like, stitched up a friggin' scar on her face. Like, I feel like it can kind of be, like, the truth, but, like, not
oh,
really
like,
the
a
truth.
Vague, like a vague truth.
Yeah, so, like, friggin' Shibe could have been, like, a baby and, like, bumped into the wall and a vase fell out of the window and, like, on top of someone's head and they died. And
or,
then
like,
that's how he killed someone. You
or
know
like
what I mean?
Euthanasia or something, you know?
Or maybe, yeah, maybe he was responsible for his grandma, and then he had to decide whether or not to pull the plug, and he said yes. Like,
because
there's so many like different things.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, if it could be false, why wouldn't everybody just deny it and just be like, oh, no, that's not true? Like she got cosmetic surgery, she could just be like, oh, no, that never happened. What are you guys talking about?
I think, but I also think that it could be like a trust type thing, like they're trying to build trust at the same time. So like if they said, hey, you got plastic surgery, and she was like, no I didn't, and then everyone would be like, so everyone would be like, why did they write it?
Yeah, but then the one who said it would have to reveal it or to like confirm that it was true, because she would have had to tell them, right? Or something.
No, I just mean like the person, I feel like if you're the only one denying it, everyone else kind of, you're putting a seed of doubt, and everyone is like, why would one of us write it?
Yeah, but
if it wasn't true,
but there's already a seed of doubt in someone already, right? So they could just say it's whoever put us in this game in the first place kind of wrote it, like, as a lie.
That's one way of looking at it for sure. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, if it has to be true, that definitely does make it more interesting.
That'd be crazy.
I
can't,
because like if it was me and it wasn't true, I'd just make outlandish lies
probably.
I'd
be like, Alan has a pet dragon.
Be like, yo,
I would vote in that one.
I'd be like, you know, I don't know what I'd say. I don't want to say anything because I'm gonna.
Yo, also, who are these random people? They're freaking dicks. There's like freaking high school 14-year-old people.
They're like,
you freaking loser.
Yeah,
I hate you. Yeah, I was no, like,
listen,
yo, who
listen,
are these guys?
That's true, but listen, that's not outlandish, because we didn't put timestamps on one episode, and some guy was coming for our throats because he's like, yo, where the fuck are the timestamps? Would be bad. And we're just like, oh, yeah, man, sorry. Like, all right, dude. which I didn't do this week. I fucked up. But seriously,
no. Oh, shit, I started.
It's okay. It's like, I'll figure it out. I kind of got the hang of, like, where we... I don't know. Anyway, that's for back, you know, drying out our laundry. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We don't do that. If it is true, and he did kill someone, and maybe it is vague, and maybe it's not, I think that'll be kind of crazy for the plot here. I think it'll be... I want it to be true. I actually almost want it to be true, because I just want to see in what context and all that shit. Yeah, I don't know.
This is one of those anime where it's like those anime tropes where, like, they do, like, a very simple sounding thing, and it's never exactly
how it comes across. It's always a little bit different than what they say. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. I love this anime.
I can't see Shiba coming out as a bad person.
No, me neither.
No, he, you know,
because they set him up to be. They set him up to be like a bad guy so much, where I think he's like the one where, like, I expect the least.
You know who I can see? That motherfucker Yotori. Fuck her.
I can't,
because she's annoying as hell. I think Sean said this. You know, if she was Saki, I want her to die now. Next episode, kill her. But
she's like suspicious. Like, she's just like hella suspicious, like, dude. She's like super manipulative.
Oh yeah. Unless it's part of the plan. Who knows?
Don't. And I'm not weird, but okay, maybe I am. But I guarantee there's gonna be a game. Maybe with the other groups, because that's what I'm kind of hoping for. Where, like, she has to, like, convince someone of something, you know, convince, and then she's gonna do some weird shit. I'm telling you,
you think so?
Just from her actions, I don't know, the last couple episodes, like last episodes, I don't like her type of personality. Like, oh, my life sucks. I need someone to, like, be there. Like, I hate that.
She's like the hyper innocent. I need
like victim. Like, oh, I'm a victim.
Be my hero.
Bro, what do you call it? What's her name? The black haired girl. Andre?
Shio
got slapped in the face, and she's like, nah, all right, well, I guess I'm still here, like, it's fine. But then you have her like, oh, don't tell them about how I used to date men for money. It's like, what?
Yo, did you hear what Shio said? She's like, yo, I'm gonna let that one slide, do it again and see what happens. That's basically what she said. I was like, damn.
You gotta be careful of the black haired ones, that's for sure.
Oh yeah,
that's for sure.
I don't know what that means, bro. We got
every anime. Agami got killed, and oh, fire. No, chill. I didn't mean. I have black hair. What do you mean?
Silent voice.
Yeah,
man.
But still,
she actually kind of looks like the black haired girl in Silent Voice.
Silent Voice. Agami got killed.
Who's also a piece of shit.
Yeah, they're all exactly. Piece of shit.
I don't know. Yo, Tenji's about to get railed though, for sure.
I know. Honestly, like, Yuichi, come on.
I can't wait to see his friggin' world crumble.
It's killing me. Like, this is the only one we've been watching where I'm like, I want to know what happens next, man. Like, I need to see the next episode.
Hey, bro, if I hear even a rumor about you opening one single page of the manga, I promise you.
Sean, I'm
going to get you, kicked out of where you're
moving. Sean, I don't know how much of a threat this is. I will never meet you in real life. I swear to God, I'll never.
Okay, that's what I needed. I need the consequences. Okay,
by the way, I can't remember. I'm going to go look at it right now because I have it open. Was Yuichi laughing when he was doing his plan thing?
Yeah.
Was he laughing?
The end, like, he was doing that, like, evil smile?
Was he, but was he laughing? Like, did he do, like, a weird laugh?
I think so.
I think he was like that little
I love, like, that shit.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm gonna hear this right now.
Play right
now. Oh yeah. He did, like, a little. Right? Yeah.
So good.
That's kind of fire. This is my MC right here.
Okay. So, next week, most likely, we're going to talk about a great, amazing
Bubbles
Netflix movie called Bubble. And we're going to spend way less time on the other three nonsense. Is that?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yo, I'm watching it right now after this pod. I got my TV set up and everything.
I gotta watch it with my girlfriend.
I'll watch it tomorrow.
Oh, he didn't. Yo, he didn't laugh.
Oh, he didn't.
No, it was just a
smile.
It was just the pink girl squealing.
That sounds like.
He's like, "Senpai, couldn't do." Like, that's all she said.
Okay, whatever. I don't think it matters whether he laughed or not. Obviously, he's
going to though. Yeah. He better.
Happy.
He better.
That makes me happy.
The best.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Alan's gonna close off the podcast.
That's my job, baby. Again, like Andre said, thank you everyone for watching. We got some very, very nice animes to talk about. Shield Hero, man. Shaman King sequel is coming out, guys. You know the Apple.
Yo, you see that Yo glow up though?
You saw even Anna. That's she true. Even they're looking good together.
I don't know how old she is, bro. I'm not gonna say nothing.
Yo, well, they have a kid, so.
I'm going to jail.
So you can have a kid at 12. What are you talking about?
Oh my god, we're getting. Oh my god, we're done. We're done. Okay, that's there. It. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. We hope we bring you joy as much as these animes bring us joy. Please follow along the best you can. Audio comes out Fridays, usually around 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 a.m., depending on your time zone. And then video comes out Saturdays on YouTube, and you can find our audio anywhere, usually where podcasts are. I like to listen to my Spotify thing because it's cool. And you can, if we're talking too long, and you kind of feel that way, did you guys know, just like the animes you watch, you can hit time 4x, and we sound like mice, but it works. And then you just hear Andre go blah, and then blah, 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 and then it keeps going. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. What episode is it? 60?
Yeah.
Yep.
61.
60. Jeez.
60. Flat. A year and 2 days. Or a year and 2 weeks.
A year. Crazy. Exactly. Crazy. 1 year.
1 year and two weeks.
You know, 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, right. 60 episodes in a year.
That's yeah. Right. That baby. Works. That's right. That's it.
That's how we do.
Let us know what you guys think. Let us know who you think is the actual trader.
I'm promising timestamps.
And Andre is promising timestamps. Sheesh. All right.
I don't know who's going to do it, but.
Oh, okay. Well, Sean, that's on you. Thank you for everyone Thank for watching. You. And we love to dry our laundry outside as it's dirty. All right. Peace out, guys.
As it's
Bye.